It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Hope you're having yourself a wonderful day. 833-JOE-ALEX is our number if you ever want to call into the show. And Twitter and Instagram, you can find us and follow us at Joe and Alex Show. And everything else, joeandalexshow.com. All right, Pork Chop, is this a friend you know or a story? Like, what is this? You heard something.
It's a friend slash old coworker.
Okay, so what? Is there like an issue?
No, well, all right. So I'm originally from New Jersey. I worked in New York City for 3 years, right? Mm-hmm. And a buddy I worked with in New York City, he's 46 years old. He lives at home with his parents.
Oh, that is way too old to be living at home.
No, but here's the thing.
Well, it's New York City. Everybody does that because you can't afford to live.
Right.
Okay, then maybe there's an exception.
That's exactly it. So he's actually got a really good job, and he pays his parents' mortgage.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that's nice of him then. Okay, well, it's different if you're taking care of a family member.
Right. So he's actually, I don't know if he's 46 or 40. He might even be 49. I do know his dad is 77. And his mom is 87.
Okay.
So like I said, he's paying the mortgage for his parents. Now, his mom's health is declining, and he's always very busy with work. So he hired a maid.
Who did? Your friend did or the dad did?
The friend did.
Okay.
And so now, the 46 or 50-year-old guy, the younger one, the son.
Right.
Okay.
And now I do have the story backwards. The dad needed help with the mom. So he, quote unquote, hired a maid.
No, is that like to clean the house or actually like a medical assistant? Like, hey, I'm going to help bathe her.
Probably
and stuff.
Both.
Both.
It's, okay.
It's to help clean the house and to help with his mother. Who's
while the son is working.
Yes.
That's really common, actually, in house care and home care.
Well, it's not really a maid or in health care. It's the dad's new girlfriend.
Ooh.
Oh,
huh.
While the wife is dying and getting real old, and so does the wife know that chick is actually her husband's girlfriend?
No, because she's asked questions, but she's like so innocent and so like gullible. Like she's like, oh, okay, good, just making sure.
If I'm on my deathbed and my husband does that to me, I'm dragging him to hell with me.
Yeah.
But yeah, does she have the capacity, the mental awareness to know what's going on?
Like, is she losing her wits?
Like her memory, does she not realize what's happening?
I would say, by what he said, she does have her wits.
Okay. That is so awkward. So basically, this husband has his girlfriend living in his house while his wife is in the house.
Yes.
But is just telling everyone she's a maid.
Right.
Also,
that's shady.
How would you be comfortable if you were the mistress, like taking care of your boyfriend's wife?
Well, she's also really young, so she's probably just in it for money. Kind of like a Hugh Hefner thing.
Like a sugar daddy thing.
But it's not even like dad's the one with the money. The son is the one with the money. Get with the son.
Yeah,
are
she's
you
an idiot.
Good point.
So maybe she's got a thing for old people. You don't know her.
But do you think like this woman, the mom, the 87-year-old, she's like, so getting so old, like should she even
he's
care?
Basically got a backup plan. He's starting his backup plan for when his wife kicks the bucket, he'll have somebody to move right into her place, or so he thinks. Porkchop's probably right. That girl's probably completely misunderstood and she or misunderstanding the situation, and she thinks that the dad has the money when he doesn't. So she's gonna be real sorry when she's like, I wasted all this time and all this effort sleeping with this old ass guy.
Old man balls.
And I was wiping his wife's butt the whole time.
Thinking she's gonna become like a millionaire and inherit all this money or something when there's nothing.
Oh my God.
Who do you feel? Okay, so see, in this situation, who do you feel worse for? The girl, the young girl who thinks she's going to have this amazing life when this lady dies, or the wife whose, you know, husband is cheating on her while she's still got a couple years left?
I feel bad for the girl because it's like, it reminds me of all the girls that used to be like with Hugh Hefner, you know, like back in the day, or Hugh Hefner. Sorry, that's a slip. We have a DJ buddy named Hugh Hefner. I don't know if he's in a relationship. If not, get it. No, listen, if the roles were reversed, like let's say like I was that woman and like Lindsay like was there and had a person to help bathe me and stuff like that, if my mental capacity was gone because it can happen as I get older, so be it. But if I'm still like mentally there and still with it, you can't be cheating on me.
Yeah, I can't believe the audacity to move her in and say, oh, she's the maid.
As long as they're discreet about it too. Like, what are you doing? Oh, nothing. They're helping me with my back over here.
So I think the person that I would feel the worst for, because I feel bad for a lot of people in this situation, I think I feel bad for the son because he's been probably helping pay for this like in-house maid that he thinks is taking care of his mom. He's like helping pay for her, paying for her groceries, her like some living expenses, and it's his dad's mistress.
Yeah, what we're really finding out is that this dad is an epic scam artist.
Yeah.
That's what's going on here.
I mean, sure, are we judging him? Or are we like saying, way to go, dude? That's impressive.
I'm judging him.
Honestly, he probably got his wife to marry him because she probably thought he was some millionaire too.
This guy's like the genius of our time. I mean, applause, old man, applause.
No, this guy is like that guy who started Firefest.
Just a scumbag. Yeah,
there's a special place in hell for both of them.
Oh, it's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.